Blessings. This is Jewel Diamond Taylor. I want to inspire you today to develop your muscle called courage. Isn't there something that you want to do to take your life to another level? Isn't there a limiting habit, a poor habit, a stronghold that you want to break? Don't you want to live your life in your divine purpose? Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to travel. Maybe you want to start your ministry or your business. Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe you need to find your voice to speak up. You know, I realize now in hindsight, the more I interact with women and the more I mature as a woman, I realize as much as I love my dearly departed mother, I realize now that her emotional distance, her depression, were part of the era that she grew up in. You didn't talk about certain things. You weren't as transparent. You didn't have the courage to leave an abusive relationship like my mother. She never developed her courage muscle. And one of the reasons that we do not develop our courage muscles is because we are not connected to the right people. When you are connected to the right people, they can inspire you and motivate you and nurture you and mentor you and encourage you. Another thing is that sometimes we are connected to the wrong thing, connected to our past. We're connected to our wounds. We're connected to fears, and they keep us tied. You've probably heard of how an elephant, a baby elephant, can be tied to a pole when they're young, and it trains them to stay close, and they only can have movement within the range of that pole that they're tied to. But the interesting thing is that even though they're connected to that pole, as they grow and they weigh tons, they never break away from the pole that they're connected to. That pole has trained them that they must be limited. It has trained them to live with fear, limitation, and they don't have the courage to move and break the chain because they have a history of a small area of power and movement and mobility. So I want to encourage you today to strengthen your courage muscle with my C's. The first one is, who are you connected to? The next is, what are you connected to? What past, what hurt, what feeling, what emotion, what tragedy, what trauma are you connected to that is keeping you tied to a pole? When the critics keep you from moving and growing because you're listening to them and you're giving them power, then you want to look closely at that, because they were not given the same spiritual assignment as you. God didn't whisper to them their purpose. And so if you're moving in your purpose and you're moving towards your dreams and goals, don't get upset that the critics don't see it and don't honor who you are and what you're doing. Sometimes critics are simply ignorant. They don't know. They're unaware. They're jealous. They're insecure. And you have to have the courage to silence those voices and move beyond that. Next, you want to look at your comfort zone. You can never be successful and reach your full potential if you're always seeking comfort. I want to challenge you to grow beyond your present, grow beyond what is familiar, and stretch out on your faith. Now, you may feel insecure at first. You may feel like a fish out of water, like I did when I first picked up the microphone in the 80s to start public speaking. I felt like a fish out of water. And I had to grow out of my comfort zone. I had to grow out of what was familiar, the routine of my job, the predictability of my life. You may have to do it alone. You may have to stop being shy and closed and learn how to network and develop people skills. If you want to develop your courage muscle, get out of your comfort zone. Do something new. Be radical. Come alive. Inspire and motivate yourself. Ain't no stopping you now once you learn how to get out of your comfort zone. Next, you want to look at convenience. If you're looking for things to be easy and no red lights and no bumps and no obstacles, you're living in La La Land. You cannot grow your courage muscle if you're looking for things to be easy and convenient. You're going to have to stretch out. You may have to travel. You may have to sacrifice your dollars or your time or some of your social activities. You may have to go back to school. You may have to try something new. You may have to just get out of your way and out of what you used to do and really do something totally different. Something that's not easy, something that is difficult, something that's far away, or something that requires you to learn another language or learn another skill set. Convenience will not allow you to grow your courage muscle. Next, you want to look at your confidence. Confidence comes from competence. The more you become competent in something, the more you practice, the more you step out of your comfort zone, you develop confidence to do the thing you want to do. You know, there's a popular show on TV called The Voice. And as a self-esteem doctor, I'm empowering women to find their voice. Unfortunately, my mother never found her voice before she succumbed to breast cancer. But that propelled me to break the chain, to break generational cycles and choices, that I would become more empowered. Of course, my mother grew up in an era where you didn't have retreats and conferences, where you didn't have the magazines that we have and the shows that empower people. But I have those things, and I'm living those things, and I found my voice in my marriage. I found my voice in my ministry. I found my voice parenting. I learned to find my voice and speak up and have the confidence to deal with the setbacks, the kickbacks, the criticism, the resistance, the rebellion. All of that helped to strengthen my muscle called courage. I love what Eleanor Roosevelt said. She says, "We gain strength and courage and confidence by each experience in which we really stop to look fear in the face. We must do that which we think we cannot." I also appreciate what Marcus Garvey said. He says, "If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life." Dale Carnegie, part of the great personal development movement, says that inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. And if you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home and think about it. Go out and get busy. All right, Dale Carnegie. And I love what the Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind." My friend, you were born anointed. You were born gifted. You were born with a destiny. But, you know, through life's turmoils and tragedies and disappointments, through society, we learn to shut those things down and we begin to live with fear and procrastination and doubt. And I want to encourage you today to get busy living your life. Ain't no stopping you now if you would just kick that glass ceiling and overcome what you've been connected to. Begin to connect it to the right people. That you would begin to hush and shut down the critics, and you would begin to get out of your comfort zone and stop seeking what's convenient. Develop confidence, for you are not born with the spirit of fear. Hebrews 10:35 says, "Do not therefore," now this is the Amplified Bible, "throw away your confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward." My friend, do not throw away your confidence. One of my favorite childhood stories is The Wizard of Oz. And about 12 or 13 years ago, I wrote a book called Sister Friends. And in that book, I gave my interpretation and metaphor of what the movie, the story, The Wizard of Oz, what it spoke to me. And I found such deep meaning. And I love the character, the lion, because the lion depicts courage. And the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, Dorothy, and the lion all were lost. And they had to finally realize that what they needed was already within them. They just had to click their heels 3 times. So my friend, you already have within you what you need. And sometimes it has been suppressed because you've been depressed or oppressed. And I pray that this message would inspire you and motivate you to kick your heels and kick that glass ceiling. That you would click your heels 3 times. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. That you would begin to click your heels and find your way back home. Back home to your dreams. Back home to your goals. Back home to your purpose. Back home to sanity and joy and restoration. I pray that you would visit my website, donotgiveup.net. Donotgiveup.net. And know that if you would love to have me come and speak at your church or your conference, I'd be happy to do that. I'd be so honored to do that. And you can reach out to me by sending me an email to jewel@donotgiveup.net, or you can call me in Southern California, 323-964-1366. 1736. And yes, I do travel. I've traveled internationally to speak to churches, conferences, colleges, retreats, breakfasts, and dinners. And I would love to come and be a part of what you are doing to take your life and those you love to the next level. Remember, do not give up and stay in the light.